At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
Get fast, reliable internet for any budget. Now qualifying customers can get Xfinity internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right, free high-speed internet from Xfinity. And internet essentials customers can get equipment included at no extra cost. Get started today.
We change our minds every day, about a million things a day. This is no different. You can't be afraid to be wrong. You can't be afraid to say, you know what? I'm just going to rethink this thing. People are not dying getting the vaccine. I better rethink this thing. I'm going to go call my doctor and have a discussion one more time. It is okay to change your mind.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Well, hello. How is everyone? I haven't seen or talked to y'all in a while. Well, I'm back in this heat, right? This humidity, this hotness, this increased body temperature. I don't know about y'all. I actually love the heat, so I'm just saying this, but it is a little draining, right? So it's great for your skin. My skin feels like butter. You know, I got that shea butter skin. So it feels great. But, you know, there's a few things that happen, though, right? It's hard to exercise and what to eat, right? Because everything makes you feel kind of tired and lethargic and you're just like, I don't want to do anything. So I got some tips here for y'all this summer, right? We're in the midst of this hot summer, July, and, you know, it gets misconstrued up here that we are not, you know, a hot state. And we do get hot in the summer. So what does it feel like, right? Your body's hot, increases the body temperature, you know, your body's stressing, so your cooling system isn't working. So how can you maintain normal body temperature during these times? I got some ideas for y'all. All right. And some foods to eat, right? Because you got to stay hydrated during this time. So first of all, as we all know, y'all need to hear, I'm not trying to advertise, but drink your water, right? Drink your water. Let's see. Drink your water. So stay hydrated. I start off the morning with about 30 ounces of water. Start off first thing in the morning. So if you're getting up between that 5 and 8, have a glass of water next to you and have it so it's like room temperature so you can drink all of it, right? That's going to get that body going, getting you hydrated. So hydrate, you got to stay hydrated wisely, right? All throughout the day. And so people ask me, like, what is the best time to work out, right? Especially when you're in that heat and everything and it gets sticky and you start seeing cloudy and gets hazy. So I personally think, and for my body too, and I've noticed this with other people I work out, in that morning. So I'm an early riser. So that 5 a.m. to like 8 a.m. is the best. Because as soon as that sun starts coming out, you know, a little bit after that, that's when that humidity sets in, right? So it's still like the sun is not blazing hot. You still can have a little time to breathe in the morning. So I really recommend that morning time in the summertime. Get up, get moving, take your walk, go to the gym. You know, most gyms have their air conditioning on. If you're going to those smaller gyms, I kind of want to have it hot in there and humid, which is a good workout, but you know, you can get dizzy and everything. So I really recommend that. If you like to work out like I do, so if you're a runner, if you're a walker, if you like to rollerblade, all that stuff. So those three things, I'm just going to, and bike, I'd really recommend do that also in the morning or late evening once at sunset. Right. So what we're trying to stay with is that like 11:30 to like 4:35. That is the hottest part of the day. Right. So like right now, it's really hot here right now. So I had taught a couple classes today and they wanted to go walking after the class, y'all. After the class, I was like, okay, let's do this. So we got a mile in and they were like, okay, we're done. I said, I bet you are, right? So, you know, you want to start off slow. You want to time your exercises out. You maybe want to minimize it too, to just 30 minutes outside. So watch that. Listen to your body too. That's another thing. If you start seeing doubles and you start getting dizzy, please sit down. Grab some water, get underneath shade. you know, especially in the sun. It doesn't matter who you are. All body temperatures, all body shapes, all skin types. We all need to stay hydrated. We need that sunscreen on. Make sure you got that sunscreen on too. That's going to help you, right? So if you're burning in that humidity, that's not going to help, right? That's not going to help you in that high humidity. And I know now they have these great belts that you can get. So if you look like on Amazon or any of your local fitness stores, you can get one of those workout belts and you can put your water right next to you. So you can clip it right on so you don't have to hold it and you can just be working out the whole time. And be aware of like any heat related illnesses. So if your doctor's telling you do not go in the sun, you know, like someone that has lupus, it's really hard for them to go and say, stay away from that, y'all, stay away. You know, listen to your body. There's plenty of things you can do inside. I love the outside, like I said before. If you're sitting in your backyard, make sure you got, you know, a shade of some sort sitting on underneath the umbrellas, because it's really going to help you with your body temperature, because it goes from 0 to 100. So high humidity, you know, really also causes a harder time to breathe, right? So we want to be able to breathe, as I always say, inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth. You know, we got to be able to create that cooling effect. So if you are not sweating and releasing that, then it's time for you to get out that humidity. Okay. So that's how to kind of keep cool and when to exercise at those times. Another thing, right? What are we eating, right? So probably don't want any hot soup right now. Probably don't want like a baked potato. It's not really very cooling right now. So things that are going to help you right during this time are dark green leafy vegetables. So what are those? Sometimes people are like, what are those? So you've got your cucumbers, you've got greens, you've got kale, you've got spinach, right? So those are some choices. Then fruit, right? What is that? You want something juicy, right? So here's a little tidbit that a lot of people don't know. Guess what has the most water in it? A fruit. Watermelon. Yes. Watermelon is amazing. So get you a big old juicy watermelon, cut that up in slices and hydrate yourself. Take a bite of that. Take half of it. When we were kids, my dad would slice that throughout the day. And I don't know about y'all, but I like to put a little salt in mine and eat that. And wow, we'd be hydrated and back outside. But other things that if you don't have that or if you don't like that, you got oranges, you got peaches, you got plums, you got nectarines, you got pears, you got melons. So any type of melon, like we're saying, so not just a watermelon, but, you know, cantaloupe, you've got honeydew, all those types are heavy, all mineral heavy. So we want those, right? Those are going to help us keep hydrated and keep us on track, right? And another thing that will help us replenish with minerals is like things like sodium, potassium, calcium and magnesium. So remember that too. A lot of those sports drinks are heavy in sugar. So sugar is going to make you also tired, right? So it builds you up, you get that energy high, and then you come down. So if you're in that humidity, it's going to do the opposite for you. So it's not going to hydrate you. And I want to keep saying this, the key to this summer, right? It's going to be a hot one. It's not going to cool off probably till after August. Because you got to stay hydrated, right? So you can't just drink 8 ounces of water. You guys got to drink multiple ounces of water, right? So get the big water bottles, or, you know, you don't always have to. People are like, I don't have that. Then go to the store, get a gallon of water and drink that. Carry that around and fill it up. At least give me half of that a day, right? That's going to keep you hydrated during this humidity. So I hope that helps, those tidbits about working out in the humidity, staying hydrated, and things to put in your body and eating healthy from the inside out, right? We always want to make sure we're eating and being well from the inside out. So those are my tips for the day from the Fitness Revolution with your coach, Shay. As always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative. See y'all soon. Bye.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
At Hy-Vee, we take pride of being part of the communities we serve. In 2021, we donated more than 14 million meals, and this year, we're committed to doing even more. For over 90 years, we've been the place that people turn in time of need, and we take that very seriously. That's why we're loading our semis full of food this week and making deliveries across the Midwest to help families this Easter. To join our effort, simply donate when you're at the checkout. Together, we can make a big difference for those in need.
For millions of Americans, the pandemic impacted our financial situations, and a lot of people lost their jobs. But that should not mean you have to lose your house if you can't pay for your mortgage. Listen, no need to feel ashamed if you missed a payment or two or three, because there's a local organization that's willing to help you get caught up on those payments so you can keep your home. Let me tell you about the Minnesota Home Ownership Center. It's a nonprofit whose sole purpose is to prevent you from going into foreclosure. The Minnesota Home Ownership Center has a network of organizations around the state to review everything with you, explain your options, and then advocate for you to get the help you need. And get this, they won't charge you because it's all free. Check out HOCMN.org or give them a call at 651-410-1086 to set up an appointment. You worked hard to get into that house. Let Minnesota Home Ownership Center help you stay in it.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
You started your business with big dreams and big ideas. But achieving your goals is a matter of doing the little things right. At Bremer Bank, we're ready to help you navigate all the details, questions, and challenges you encounter on your way to growth and success. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
It's never too late to set the stage for well-being. Here's your well-being tip of the day from YMCA of the North. Put mindfulness in your tool belt. Mindfulness is a method of paying attention and bringing awareness to whatever is happening at the moment. Be open to the idea of being present and honest with yourself. Observe what's happening rather than trying to control what's happening. We reduce our stress, anxiety, and negative emotions when observing rather than get overly flustered in our reactions. For more well-being tips, meditation, and yoga classes, visit us at ymcanorth.org/well-being.
Hennepin Healthcare is hosting a People of Color Career Fair to showcase available positions and exciting career paths in healthcare on Saturday, July 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Attendees can get help with their resumes, interview skills, and learn about important healthcare roles from medical assistant to pharmacy tech and scheduling roles and more. If you're looking for a change in one-day career in healthcare, attend a People of Color Healthcare Career Fair on July 16th at Hennepin Healthcare's Clinic and Specialty Center. All are welcome. For more information, registration, and a full list of positions, hennepinhealthcare.org/POC careers. That's hennepinhealthcare.org/POC careers.